Well, on this of one of many especially important evenings in the life of the church, when we celebrate the birth of a boy who would become the Savior of the world, as we do every Sunday, I ask you to come to God with those things in your heart that provide you joy and happiness, make you excited and expectant, but also to come to the foot of the cross with those things that provide you pain and mystery and questioning. Let us pray. Dear Lord, on this special night, we recognize your providence that you have created all of creation with us a part of it. We are grateful for our earth, for the land, the skies, the mountains, the oceans that are our collective home. Today, Lord, we pray for all of those among us who are thinking about people far away, folks we wish were here with us, separated by circumstance, by war, by death. We wish they were here with us. Tonight we pray for the men and women of our armed forces who are far away, fighting for causes and freedoms for our country and others. And Lord, we also pray for those we term our enemies, recognizing that we are all children of God, worthy of your protection. We pray for all people of broken places, places of poverty and despair. We ask you, Lord, to protect those who need your love and your hope. We pray for all of our homebound members, those folks who wish they could be here, for families in turmoil, for all of those undergoing medical treatments these days and those in the hospital, people like Charlie Kern. We pray for so many among us, Lord, for Kathy Moton and her mother, Carol Krause. We pray for Sandra Sharp, who is Ruth Hostetter's sister. We pray for Eleanor Rowe. Tonight, Lord, we pray for Jessica's sister, for Shirley and Ralph Grundahl, for Jim and Betty Berry, for Lynn Evans and his wife, Jerry. We pray for all of those folks among us who are having difficult times. Lord, we also pray for Pastor Pelaki Lokotui and his family, for the entire Tongan community. We pray for Samuel Botchway, his family, and the entire Ghanaian community. For all of those throughout the Rocky Mountains, throughout the United States, throughout the world, who call upon the name of Jesus Christ, recognizing our opportunity to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others. So, Lord, on this special night, we would ask you to hear us as we await the coming of your Son, to hear us as together we pray the words that your Son taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.